Do you remember back in the day? Because Minala was cooling his cutty where we used to take our pictures and then it's Mele Lugu to film me a gizzy, so then you get your pictures.
Yes.
Then there were always these bullies that used to take pictures that would cycle around. Apparently, if you don't pay for your pictures, that's the picture they would put in front of the bicycle so that people could know that they take pictures.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember those guys? Or you never saw that? It was just in Popoma.
That was in Popoma.
Ah, guys, Centenary Park, allow your people come through for me. you know those guys. Then it's your picture they are using to advertise.
To advertise their business.
Yes.
Okay.
And it had me thinking that we are in a social media space now.
Yeah.
How would you feel? You have a photo shoot, not with a friend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a photo shoot with...
at a quote-unquote professional establishment.
At a professional establishment.
Yeah.
And then now because we have sponsored posts on social media, they put your picture as the picture they are using to advertise their business.
Okay,
on
with no communication.
No communication. You get there.
You're on Instagram or scrolling and your picture's up there.
Sponsored.
Yes.
We have a discount.
We take amazing pictures, as you can see.
Discount. We've got a discount for graduation.
Yes.
Come through for pictures.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
I think I would have to have a word with them and say, guys, because look, if you've taken pictures of me,
yes,
their graduation or
and you paid
wedding,
for them.
And I paid for them,
yes,
you can't be using my stuff unless you've asked me.
Okay,
yes.
So you think there's a conversation that should be had?
Absolutely. You're not making money off of pictures you took of me. Yes,
uh-huh.
You took the pictures.
Yes.
But I am the subject of those pictures.
Okay.
So my picture for social media without asking me,
yes,
we're sharing your profits.
Oh, wow. We are even sharing the profits.
Yes. Yes,
isn't
we
that
are.
Isn't that a little dramatic?
Okay. On another point, mm-hmm, what if you're at a festival, you're at a culture fest,
uh-huh,
right? And obviously there are photographers all over the show.
Yes.
You may not even know there's a photographer taking pictures of you. Long, yes, lens camera and then got a kure. But you are living
sponsored
your best life, right?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, you're on their page or on their socials and you are living.
I want to take this time,
yes,
to say it was you and Tinashe Mupindu.
Yes.
That said, as long as you are at an event,
yes,
they should take pictures of you.
That's why I'm asking you. If you're at an event, does it change the fact that your picture is being used to advertise somebody's
skills? I don't want that. I was very clear. I don't want that.
Does it matter what you want?
Anyway, I'm about to put somebody on the spot,
yep,
who takes a lot of pictures. I hope she picks up the phone.
Okay.
Red, so here's a conversation we're having. You have a photo shoot with a photographer. That's not your friend, because friendship kind of, you know, eases things a little. You go and have a photo shoot with an organization, with an establishment. And then next thing, you get on social media. They've used your picture as a sponsored post to say, hey, we have half price photos. How do you think that's all right? Do you think that's something that should be done? You pay for these pictures.
Yes.
Like full price. There's no discounts. You pay.
First of all, I'd like to thank you guys. You're constantly entertaining, constantly thinking of the things that are happening in my life. There's never a dull day on the Ignition. That's
thank
the first part.
Thank you.
And I'm a fan.
Well, we love you like that.
You call me at odd times.
Listen, there's no echo, so you're not in the bathroom. So we're really
there
glad about
go.
That.
I'm on leave, God. Remember, I'm in my bed. I'm on leave.
Listen, it's okay. We want to tell you the saris are coming next week.
Okay. All right, listen to this.
Yes.
Now listen to this. When you buy, let's say, a tea as an example,
mm-hmm,
right? Is the tea yours or it's still the ownership of the people that you went to the store to buy the tea from?
The tea is mine now.
Right?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
So why must now the owner of the shop come and say, I know, because you bought our tea, we're going to use that tea to advertise and then we'll give you back. And sometimes they'll just use it without. If it's my property, it's now my property. If I'm paying full price, no discount, it is very, very, very rude, actually, for you to do that, given that I've paid full price. And sometimes we want to own our own thing. So I find it very irritating when creatives do that in general. Even some people who you would have bought a dress full price.
Yeah.
You would have paid for your makeup full price. You'd have gotten a wig full price. And next thing you see, just because I came to your establishment.
And they screenshot.
Why are you doing that? I find it so, so unfortunate. But don't do that, because I run away.
You will never use that service again.
I'll never use that service again. Number two, I'll send you a cease and desist. That's how bad I've got. I've gotten to a point where I'm like, no, don't do that, because that's how I, in my capacity, I guess, because that's how I make my money, you can't do that.
Right.
But even generally, I believe that people deserve their privacy and you must ask them for permission. Never do that with anyone's image, because, you know, with the way the world works today with AI and so many things, we are getting less and less ownership of who we are, our intellectual property, our image rights, and so forth. So why would you do that?
Right. I threw a spanner in the works. Ndikati, you misread. You've hosted an event. My peds, you are now near Povo. You're now hanging out with the Povo. And you know, you're at an event. It's a festival of sorts.
It's a festival, yeah.
And you know there's going to be photographers off the festival taking random pictures of anyone who's at the festival. Mangwana on Instagram, the event pictures are up, and obviously Ms. Red's having an amazing time. You're smiling, you're laughing. No one's asked your permission to post your picture, but you are one of the audience members. You're done with work. You're now an audience member. Does that still stand? Could you ask me permission before you put my pictures up on the internet?
That's a different case altogether, because if it's you paying for a service versus you just being caught and not using your photos as advertising, because this is after the fact. Mm-hmm. It's very different from when someone intentionally takes your pictures that you would have paid money for have them done.
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Now that ballgame, actually, what are your thoughts on that? Ms. Red, you are now the cover picture of Simbarashi Mudereri Photography, who took pictures at a Culture Fest.
Yes. I genuinely think you need to just ask people. That's just the right thing to do. Depending on what industry the person is in, you must have a release form. We just don't understand those dynamics in Zimbabwe.
So rare.
But yeah.
Do you know, this broke my heart. According to Zimbabwean law, the picture actually belongs to the photographer.
No matter, even if you've paid.
Even if you've paid. Imagine.
No, what statute is that?
It's under the Copyright and Neighboring Rights Act, Chapter 2605.
What?
Imagine.
Did you know?
Guys, I said, because I'm even upset when people put their watermarks on my pictures. Like, chief.
Like, why are you doing that?
Photography on the corner of my picture.
So if I paid for the pictures, you still put a watermark?
Yes.
People are doing that, Simba. It's wild. It's actually wild. But I need to know, you know what? This is actually a beautiful moment, because it's a learning curve for us.
100 years.
Where now we have to go back and say, okay, according to the law, how can we change and shift this? Because in 2025, new dynamics.
True.
You're supposed to pay for your... You're supposed to pay for the full ownership, like.
Okay,
when I'm paying money, the idea is that I'm paying for my full.
You're paying for a service, ownership. Baby.
No.
Yeah.
The service should have the ownership included. I've paid to give me my pictures. Now my wedding, I've got Simba Photography in the corner because it's a wedding picture. I want.
No.
You need to sign off your rights in a written agreement. The statute says. Guys.
Okay, to all those on the... I know Ignition is a show, on behalf of the creatives, they might go a lawyer, an advocate, because it's not fair.
Within the next hour, we're actually having a chat with somebody who will let us know who's in the legal sphere.
But how can we change it as well? Because just like anything, the law can also be looked at, and precedents can be set to change things. Yes, things evolve. So the law must also be able to evolve with us.